Silence is violence. I learned to bite my tongue sooner than I learned how to sing. And melodies floated from my lungs during infancy, if that tells you anything. My voice was taken from me the moment I began to speak. Stolen in the hands of a greedy society that will sew your mouth closed and fetishize your body, when I was a child, I became more banshee than girl. Unfiltered, unmonitored, I learned voice could break bones and inspire a renegade. But that was not beautiful. And I must be beautiful. So I decided to give back my sharp tongue and let my lungs become coated in dust. My vocabulary would soon be diminished to giggles, quiet voice, and an ever-going yes. Because women always say yes. No. It has been wiped from our literacy when spoken off the lips of a female body. My lack of understanding as to why I'm screaming no while you keep touching me, continuing like nothing has escaped my throat, is a clear reason why we must reclaim our voices. Silence in women is violence towards them. We continue to eat our words because we are starving. Most days I feel I cannot breathe. Suffocation is just an aspect of me. I try to break off the hand adorned across my throat like a beautiful necklace I have been wearing all of my life, constricting me from offending, constricting me from existing. Are you so afraid of the power that could escape within me? It seems we forget women's mouths do more than perform, moan, and recite recipes. This world creates a perfected promotion of a voiceless woman, and please do not buy it. It is convincing us to survive in quiet, subservient silence. Know your place, woman. Where is our place? We have been grappling to find it within kitchens and men's beds. We are hoping to find it within the Senate and legislations. But this systematic oppression is suffocating all of our possibilities. Breaking free sometimes feels harder than silently existing. But here we are. Here I am. Lungs begin breathing and the dust is disappearing, feeling sensations arising from the tips of our tongues, sharp as a blade, and we scream everything we have been too choked to say. We reconnect with our banshees and learn that loudness carries beauty, instilling that in our daughters, mothers, and all voiceless women as we reclaim our marginalized windpipes and begin breathing fire again. Silence is violence in women. But we are learning to fight back. Our voices will no longer be the backbeat, backseat to everything men speak. You will hear me.